Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if you're interested in learning more about the psychological and philosophical underpinnings of what we talk about in these podcasts, check out our free basic course at michaelneal.org/basic course. I've been, for a number of years, pretty much as long as I can remember, certainly back to when I first heard of the idea of enlightenment. Somebody has been interested in what enlightenment is and what the possibilities of it are for us ordinary folk. And I've done that by reading a lot of things written by people who are purported to have had enlightenment experiences. Sometimes they're called awakening experiences. Often those experiences are described as the moment where the individual self, the ego, dies and the true self emerges. One of my favorite descriptions of it, which is kind of the basis for this podcast, came from Krishnamurti, who called it the ultimate freedom. But the person who I sort of refer to most often in these podcasts was a man named Sid Banks. And what I kind of like about his story is he was a very ordinary guy. He was a welder. He'd come from Scotland. He was relatively uneducated. He had I think the equivalent of a high school education from where he grew up, but no more. And he had a spontaneous enlightenment experience. And here's his description of that experience in his own words. I turned around, looked out the picture window at the ocean, and it was like being sucked down a tunnel. All of a sudden, I was buzzing, and there was white light all around me, just buzzing, buzzing. And I was in the middle of this light. Nobody could see it, just me. And it was like I was captured in this white light, and it was just buzz, buzz, buzz. Right there and then, I realized the true meaning of God. I started to cry. I turned around to my wife, Barb, and I said, I'm home. I'm free. I've made it. I've conquered this world. Now, every time I read that or hear that, I'm generally struck by two opposing thoughts. One is, man, that sounds cool. And the other is, man, his wife must have been freaked out that her welder husband is suddenly going, hey, I'm home. I'm free. I've made it. I've conquered this world. He actually goes on to say, this means to say you and I will be traveling all over the world. We're going to change psychology and psychiatry so millions of people will be healed. I can only imagine how freaked out she was when she heard that. But what I've always been more intrigued by is, what does it mean to be home? And what does it mean to be free? And I talk a lot in my work about home. In fact, my book, The Space Within, is a book about what it feels like to be at home in ourselves, to rest in our spiritual nature, our spiritual home. But the free bit, I've always found harder to grab onto. Because to me, I've always sort of experienced as a freedom, the feeling of freedom as freedom from pain, freedom from struggle, freedom from suffering, or a sense of possibility, freedom to go out and live my life, freedom to say what I want to who I want without fear, freedom to live life. There's always this relationship in my mind between the idea of freedom and our circumstances. And so I was very interested when I came across a Sid Banks quote that I'd never heard before, where somebody asked him, well, what does it mean to be free? Like, how do you know if you're free? And Sid said, to the extent that you see that everything is coming from you, you're free. I'll read it again. To the extent that you see that everything is coming from you, you're free. That means that every experience is not coming at you, it's coming from you. That everything in life that it feels like we have to handle is not coming at us, it's coming from us. Now, if that makes no sense, let me kind of share what Sid's two big spiritual epiphanies were within his enlightenment experience, because there was a sort of a buildup. The first thing that he saw was that it's all made up, that we live in thought-created worlds. We sculpt our words, our world out of mental clay, out of mental Play-Doh. That I share the metaphor in one of my books, in The Inside Out Revolution, of somebody walking into an art class, and it's this vast class, and all the easels are set up in concentric circles, and you come into the room so far back you can't see what is in the center. But as you walk around the room, you start noticing that people are painting very different things on their easels. One person is painting a banana, somebody else is painting a wagon, somebody else is painting a nude woman, somebody else is painting a nude man. Some of the paintings look beautiful, some of them look really ugly, some of them, you know, sometimes there's more than one painting of a banana, but one banana is yellow and one's brown, and you're going, what is in the center of the, what's the model for these paintings? And you go to the center, and you see there's nothing in the center. Not only is everybody painting their own picture, but they're painting it based on what they see inside their mind, not what is actually existent outside their bodies. So if it's all made up, if you can see that, not, oh, okay, well, it's all made up, so therefore, or yeah, but if it was all made up, if you see that for yourself, to the extent that you see that everything is coming from you, well, you're free because you can always make it up different. But then Sid's other epiphany that speaks to why so many of us struggle to control our minds and make for a positive reality and attract a positive reality and resonate with a positive reality and vibrate with a positive reality is that Sid's second epiphany was it's all one, that we are all of the same energy. As he would say when asked about God, he would say, well, God I am, but I am not God. God we all are, but we are not God. In other words, we are all of the same energy. But it's not like our ego is in control of everything. That energy is everything. So, to the extent that you, the everything that you are, the oneness that you are, see that everything, every form comes from you, this one energy coming into form, you're free because that which creates cannot be harmed by its own creation. That which is the basis for all creation. If you go back to the idea of mental clay or Play-Doh, Play-Doh cannot be harmed by what it is used, by the shape that it is created into. It wouldn't matter how horrible the shape, the Play-Doh would be free. The Play-Doh would be fine. There would be nothing to fear. There would be no experience that had to be avoided because it's all just coming from us and it's transient and it's temporary and we cannot be harmed by it. The we that we really are, the one energy that we all are. And that leads me to my probably favorite Sid Banks quote of all time, the one I used at the very beginning of the Inside Out Revolution, which is that if the only thing people learned was not to be afraid of their experience, that alone would change the world. And I'll just add to that, that to the extent that you see that everything is coming from you, you're free. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.